Well, I just got back from my vacation in England, and it was definitely an interesting experience. I decided to travel from London to Manchester and rented a car. It was one of the most unique experiences that I've ever had. There are obvious differences with the United States in that you drive on the left-hand side of the road in England, and that you sit on the right-hand side of the car. But there was even more to it than that. I can drive a manual transmission, but I didn't realize that the gear stick was on my left-hand side, which made changing gears a little difficult. Also, in England, you give the right of way to the passenger on the right, whereas in the United States, you give it to the passenger on the left. Roads in England tend to not be as wide as in the United States. The country is full of beautiful landscapes, but next time I'll make sure to rent an automatic.
Well, I spent my holiday in California. I decided to drive from Los Angeles to San Francisco. As most Americans drive automatic transmissions, I decided to give it a shot, which felt strange, having a free hand and not needing to move my feet so much. Of course, I drove on the right-hand side of the road and was seated on the left in the vehicle. The roads in the United States are much wider than those in England. Also, the petrol is considerably cheaper there. In England, we have many more roundabouts, and I was surprised by the amount of traffic lights I encountered. In England, we cannot turn on a red light, which is allowed in the United States, so long as you make a full stop and look for traffic. There are also a few toll roads, which aren't that common in England. My experience was also one to remember.